Two wildfires in Arizona have merged and now cover more than 300,000 acres in the eastern part of the state. Before they came together, the fires had destroyed nearly 200 homes in the eastern Arizona highlands. As many as 25,000 people have fled homes in Sholo and several other nearby communities. Many have been evacuated to the town of Edgar. Arizona Public Radio's Sadie Babbitts reports.
There's a bank of white and gray smoke stretching for miles along the highway into Sholo. About 4 miles outside this community, you see flashing red and blue lights through the murky air. The road into Sholo has been blocked off, and police aren't letting anyone in. That's because Saturday evening, the rodeo fire crossed a nearby canyon, hitting what fire officials call the trigger point for evacuation. Within an hour, Sholo's main street was packed with cars heading away from the blaze. Evacuees like Jessica Navarette came here to the football dome in Eager, about 50 miles southeast of Sholo.
We were all getting ready to evacuate, and the radio came on, and my sister-in-law came in and said, "We gotta go."
Navarette's daughter stands beside her cot. The small bed is one of hundreds set up haphazardly around the football field. It's here, under this pink and white dome, that residents from Sholo, Pine Top Lakeside, and other small communities wait for answers to whether their homes will still be there when they are allowed back. Odessa Allen isn't holding her breath.
I can't believe that my little house is not going to be there when I go back.
Her husband, Lynn, tells her to have faith. He says this was the house they plan to live in for the rest of their lives.
It's a neat little house for a couple of old people. Not so much housework to keep it up. Little one bedroom, and it's in the beautiful pines, or was. We hope it still is.
There are hundreds of people here who tell similar stories of loss and sadness. Yesterday, they gathered at one end of the football field to listen to Arizona Governor Jane Hull, who took a helicopter tour of the fire earlier. She says it will take generations to rebuild the burnt forests.
For my family, who grew up in summers here, for any of my grandchildren who have spent time here, if all of this goes, it'll be not only generations, it'll be hundreds of years before it's back.
Hull has already declared a state of emergency for what is being called the largest blaze in Arizona's history. She's hoping the president will deem it a federal emergency, opening the door for more dollars to help people rebuild their homes. For NPR News, I'm Sadie Babbitts in Eager, Arizona.